everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy Opu. How in the 2023 are you?
nicely played.
Thanks. Just like showed up.
There it is. Boom. I am doing great. It's hinting of spring, and I'm very excited about that.
Oh, God, not us.
Oh, and how are you in your snowbound?
Oh, I love it. Oh, it is snowbound for sure. Yeah, I'm not sure spring shows up till around Mother's Day, to tell you the truth, which I'm great. Like, we love it. We think one of the reasons it's so attractive to older people is because it's colder, and especially us postmenopausal gals are like, bring the Arctic weather in. So we love it.
That is so funny.
Like, we won't turn heat on and it will be 11 degrees out. It's fantastic. Yeah, no, it's, yeah, we're also crazy. But these are Adobe homes, so it feels different.
Yeah,
you know, than
that's true.
The regular,
yeah. I'm in my sauna as much as I can.
Just, oh my God, we're the opposite. But no, it's actually great. Suki loves it. She hops around in the snow like a deer. And it is the cutest thing. And she'll stick her face in it and come up and have icicles hanging from her nose. It's just so cute. So we really love that. So we don't really care about spring.
That's great.
Because I think we're winter and then less winter is kind of how we live up here.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's great.
You mountain people, you.
Oh my God. But it is great. Anyway, so we had questions about auras more.
Yes, we did. Y'all are like aura hounds. I love it.
Oh my God, aura hounds. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a great thing to be interested in because it's so essential for your well-being. Like it literally, if you think about how you breathe, it dictates how much oxygen you have in your system. Your energy field dictates how your energy can flow and connect and bring vitality to all your engagements and everything of your being. So important. Ugh,
that's so beautiful. So you got our, I think one of the insights, you know, was really one of a big function of what our aura does too, right? Like
how it facilitates our life force while we're attached to these bodies. Yeah.
Right. And when it's time for that life force in the body to expire.
Right. So, obviously what we talked about last time is how to take care of it, how to maintain. And this question was specific to like, how does the aura, what happens when we transition? Like, do we take our aura with us? Does it just decompose with the body? Like what happens? And this is such a great question and so thoughtful. And what we know is that the spirit, for those of people who have been with someone when they've made that transition, that the spirit leaves of one of two ways, right? Either through the third chakra or the crown chakra, when it is when it isn't through trauma or impact or something like
right.
that. And so depending how someone chooses to pass, that's usually the natural exit. Now, are there exceptions to that? Yes, because you know people, right? People have different experiences and have different patterns. And
well, it was like the guy that you, when you saved his life and everybody didn't know what the hell you were doing, in that restaurant bar in New York, you had your hands over his second chakra is what it looked like to me.
His third,
his liver, right?
And he was, you know, completely intoxicated. Right. So it would have been easy for him to leave any which way.
right. Through any back door, hidden door, whatever, exactly. Didn't matter. It just, he would have taken it.
Didn't matter. Yeah.
Right. So the aura assists us in our exit when it's not trauma related, I guess.
Yeah, well, even if it is trauma related, but yeah. Oftentimes it will, in a trauma, depending on how the body is impacted. So if the third and crown were impacted in a negative way, it would come out and it would find another way out is my point.
Oh, right. So like when Mona was in her car accident, she sustained head trauma.
Yeah. So she would have found another way out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got
but
it.
But she was very agile, so she probably could have exited that way. Anyhow.
She was very agile. And we're going to get to her later too, but she was very agile for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and you know, when, as I've spoken before on this show that, you know, I worked in, I volunteered for hospice, right? And so there's a way you can work in the field to help, like open the field up to facilitate an easier exit, because there can sometimes be medication, sometimes trauma, sometimes exhaustion,
right?
Confusion. And so you can work in the field and spin the chakras in a specific way and rake through the field to pull out any debris, any lingering patterns that would keep someone anchored to help facilitate the exit. So these are, you know, very specific techniques that can be learned that have been proven for long time, hundreds of years been used to help people exit. And, you know, like I said, what happens is the field moves with the soul, right? The field, the aura, the chakras are not assigned to the body. They facilitate the soul in the body. So when the soul moves on, the field moves with the soul and then is, you know, taking information that they can incorporate, review for your life review. It's all in the aura.
That actually makes total sense. Yeah. Like the explaining it like that makes a lot of sense. It also so interesting. So I'm going to divert just a teeny bit because it's
go for it.
One of the nerdy things that I've read over time about and fascinated with body weight when we pass, when we jump. And there are, it is measurable a drop in
7 grams. Yeah.
Yeah. It is measurable on what that is. And, you know, everybody has points of view. Those in our world know, I think, pretty confident what that is, which is our spirit, you know, actually has some sort of weight to it, right?
Yeah. It's really more of an energetic charge, but yeah. It does have a measurable impact.
Right, yes. Right, right, right. That's, yeah. Of course, the better way because you said it. can't lie about that.
Funny.
So I think we should take a break here in a second, but it actually brings up this this existential question that people have is, where do I go when I go, right? And there's lots of different perspective debates. Like we just talked about how, you know, we actually facilitate our auras when we exit our body. It could come from, you know, different ones based on how it is that we're passing. But there's also lots of other questions that have been, I think, posed and even recently that I think we'd like to address when we come back.
Absolutely.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. All right, y'all. We'll be right back.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. And retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
And we are
welcome
back.
Back.
thank you. And we are coming back to talk about how we jump, all the different ways that we go. Brenna's laughing. She's laughing about dying right now. She's dying laughing. But there are so many unanswered questions because it truly is existential to us. It's like, how do I go? And then where do I go, you know, when I leave my body? And there are all these, you know, I think some are, I also don't think there's one way for anything. It's not like it's a one-way track, right? I think there's got to be a lot of ways for us to do this. But it's interesting because I don't think anybody really knows exactly, A, if there's only one, and if there's a bunch of them, and what are they? Because it's that's why it's existentials. We're here, like we're trying to sort through some of these things, right?
We're definitely sorting through things. And, you know, there are some ground rules for sure, right? But there
are there
really are.
Even for me? Just kidding. I'm joking.
Right. So the, you know, we have the opportunity. There is a window, of opportunity. Some people will see, you know, report back that there is a tunnel. Some people see a white light, right? Some people are just like, boom, I transitioned. I don't even know how I got here, right? Like, so there are different experiences of it too, depending on the condition or the level of consciousness when you move, like when you jump, right? So that can have those things and other things can have a great impact on the transition experience. Does that make sense?
It does. And it reminds me of, and I know I've talked about this multiple times, but when my Aunt Marlene jumped and she showed me before, like she was preparing, because that's so part of, I think, what a little bit of the unpacking is and what you brought up with the aura and where we can normally go unless there's trauma. So trauma definitely redefines things, right?
Yes.
But then there is, when there's illness, there's actually more preparation, I think. And I think that's what I experienced with my Aunt Marlene, who was very sick and she was in the hospital. And, you know, it was more of a slow roll. It wasn't like a one single event kind of thing. And that's when she like let me know what was happening, showed me what she was doing and flying through my cousins. To let me know. And that next morning, early get a call from Kristen that, Marlene did indeed jump. Very different than like my mother, who was on a lot of heavy medication and was suffering from Alzheimer's. You know, that is tricky. Again, it's an illness, different, very tricky kind of situation. There's my friend Cindy, who was hit by a car in Detroit. Trauma, right? Like there's all these different ways. So do you want to help us kind of navigate?
Well, this is, yes. So when there's medication, there are times where the process is made more comfortable for the person, but can be disorienting to the soul, because the soul has a process, right, that has to do with detaching at each chakra level from the body, not from the soul, but just from the body. And
right.
So to find the connection to their version. Now, we also have a lot of different spiritual traditions. So if we have a spiritual tradition of seeing a tunnel, we're going to see the tunnel, right? And people are also surprised when they don't have that spiritual tradition and they still see the tunnel. Spirits have talked to me about that too. Hey, did you know there's a tunnel?
I'm like, oh my God, that's hilarious. Where were you when you were here? Did you live under a rock?
And others, like, the ghosts that lose the white light, and we would call them earthbound spirits, where they don't go to the other side. They're like, no, I'm good where I am. Thanks a lot.
Those fuckers get to me all the time.
Well, and it's a different choice. But I think it's important to just have the distinction that when people are earthbound spirits, when the spirits are earthbound spirits, they're not confused that they're not dead. They're like, they know they're dead. Like they have that awareness. They don't always understand or like that people can't see them. Why can some people see me and not? Like they get
right
kind of feisty about that. But so there are different, again, the different spiritual beliefs will dictate what you see for your transition. But usually there is a light, a tunnel, some sort of, off ramp or on ramp.
How about a greeter? I've heard about the greeter.
Well, there's often greeters are there in the process. So before someone actually sees the tunnel, many people, particularly who have a slower transition process.
Yeah.
They'll like their loved ones will be checking in sometimes even a week ahead of time, sometimes a month ahead of time. But the density or the heat or sometimes the cold in a room where someone's about to pass is usually very tangible to the people who are, present.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. The room gets really crowded. Right.
Well, I have not experienced this. These are just stories that have been passed along. About loved ones. Again, this is an illness situation, or more drawn out, let's say. And they are audibly saying names
that have crossed before them
and names that people don't recognize because they also don't really understand that this has been one of many lives, right? We have like lots of, you know, our spiritual tribe didn't necessarily was on this planet at this moment that we were, that must come in, you know, to assist. So there's lots of that happens.
Well, they come to welcome, or they're calling out the names of their guides.
Or they're familiar, right.
Good point. They're familiar to them in passing, but no one's ever met them in the physical, in this lifetime.
Right, that's a really great point. Because that has sat, in that, from my understanding and the stories I've heard, that is around a week can, you know, lead up to that.
It can be a month in advance, but especially if it's of a spouse or some, you know, someone who's like been waiting for decades, like, please, I got you when it's your time. Not yet.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you can see him in hospital. Like, that's why, and it's not my favorite place to go to be in a hospital because the places are very crowded, you know, with a lot of spirits checking in on their loved ones.
Right.
Yeah. Super intense. Yeah.
I just
keep my eyes on the floor.
And I have nowhere near the level of superpowers that you do, but it's awfully exhausting. There's also a lot of sadness that I feel, which is kind of obvious you're in a hospital, but it's like to a degree that isn't normal. I don't know any better way to say that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is I feel like for many people in the passing process, it's not even that they're grieving. Of course, some people are because they're just like, I didn't do what I wanted to do, or I never got to say goodbye, or I never got to say I'm sorry, or, you know, and the people have regret. I mean, people have a lot of regret.
Sure.
But at some point, when you are literally at that threshold, it's like, I surrender it all. Like, you're really clear, like, oh, I'll do this again later, you know, or I'll clean it up later. Like, there is a point of total surrender and totally being at peace. But the people who remain is probably all the grieving you're picking up on.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. And there's also, it's so fear-based because they don't know what's going to happen. Right. And so I think I pick up a lot of that stuff. So I try to avoid as much. That's why I go to Doc in the Box to, you know, if I'm sick or something, it's like nothing happening. Doc, it's all temporary there. no surgeries going on at Doc in the Box.
And I would also say, you know, a lot of the fear is for the people themselves. Like, what am I going to do without you?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, that's real. That's real.
There is no doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are all things to think about when we think about the aura exit. And the reason it's so important to talk about it is not because you need a map for when it's your time. It's to inspire you to live in a way that's true for you. And how you do that is tending to your aura, it's tending to your inspirations, honoring your inner guidance, and of course, with the self-care of cleansing the aura, like we talked in our last show.
I think you're absolutely right. So why don't we take another quick break? Because some interesting, I think, dialogue that you heard recently actually want us to talk more about this. So how about we come back in a minute or two?
Okay, sounds great.
Excellent.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
All right, everybody, we're back. And Brenda blew my mind, by the way, calling me, telling me about this interview that she listened to that really inspired us to talk more about this today. So, Brenda, you hit it, sister.
And actually, I can't remember if I read it or heard it or like, I don't remember, but I just remember I was thinking about it and I was thinking, I need to talk to my elf about this. I wonder what her thoughts, because I know, you know, we've studied in different places. Like we bring different perspectives to these topics, which is part of the fun. But anyhow, I just remember, so I'm thinking this as I open my front door and there's a package from you on my front door. I was so excited. I'm like,
so the universe was saying, call me.
I know. So I picked up the phone and called immediately. And so the concept that was presented was that when we've dropped the body, we don't transition to the other side until after our last memorial service. And I heard, you know, when I heard this, I was like, that is not my understanding and it's not my experience, because spirits watch their services. Like they can watch their services from the other side. They don't have to be earthbound to do this. So like this just didn't make any stinking sense to me. And I was like, well, there are a lot of different ways to do things. So maybe that's how some spirits do, but it's definitely not the rule. And so I called and I said, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, that actually blew me away because it's never anything I've ever heard. And not for nothing, just to say, because I don't remember what her name is, but very reputable, just for the record, and a very gifted human who said this.
Yes.
So, I don't want to ever... I don't want to ever trash other people in this. I don't want to just question for the sake of questioning, but it's a perspective. And because the first thing when you said that, because my mind was blown. I'm like, what? And I'm thinking, did she just say that? Like it's because keep in mind, my known first encounter with something like this was Mona. And it was the middle of the night. And I had this, it was an experience. It wasn't a dream. It felt like a nightmare kind of later. But, she kissed me on my forehead, which she never did. She was very physical. And she would come over and plop on my lap and then slither down and sit next to me and hold my hand for 10 hours because that's how touchy she was. But never like a kiss on the forehead was like what a mother would do, you know?
Right.
And she said everything will be all right or be okay, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you that no one even knew what had happened when that experience was. So I'm like, she already crossed over. And I know she was a very gifted, special spirit because it was the second time that she had actually jumped her body in that lifetime. And she was magnificent. So when you said that was the first thing that came to me was, that ain't right to me. Maybe there's a certain religion that's the case. And that's how, I don't know. I am mystified by it. It doesn't seem like a rule that I've experienced or heard. The rule I get mostly is life review. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody escapes a life review.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's like the one thing that I would say that is the inescapable part of this. Like you don't actually have ways to work around it. Like you can go out a different chakra. there's all these other options of way, you can spend a month talking to all your loved ones and getting your ready. There's all these other, routes. That is the only thing that I'm aware of. The whole issue of having memorial service, for one, is there are people who don't have them. what happened in the dawn, in the caveman period, when they didn't even know what to do about that? Like, I start going in this place. I go back to the beginning of time being like, oh, okay, that can't, I don't see how that could be.
Well, and I think, if I recall correctly, it was presented like you have like a window of maybe 48 hours after, maybe 72 hours after the last memorial service was what it was. And I thought, but it could be the funeral. Like if you have a funeral and sure, then that's it, and then you don't have anything else planned. But I know, one, because of COVID, but sometimes two, because of how people are scattered around the world, they will have like a memorial service 2 or 3 years later or 5 years later, or sometimes people dictate in their, you know, last will and testament, this is, you know, what I want you to do. And I'm like, are you buying more time on earth? Like how?
I know. I mean, for real. Like, I mean, just so everybody knows, my jaw is almost at the ground. It's like, I agree. It's like, of course, how could that be a rule? That you have to have a memorial service. That's the...
Yeah, well, and again, I don't think the rule was around the memorial service, but just that you wouldn't transition to the other side until after the last celebration of your life. So if, whether it was a memorial service or it was a funeral. But because, and again, you know, my experience is that people sometimes have delayed for family purposes or whatever's going on, there's all kinds of reasons, like 2 or 3 years later, they'll have a, you know, the final memorial service.
Right.
And and that would mean it's an earthbound spirit until 72 hours after the last memorial service. And I thought that was really interesting. It was like,
I think it's fascinating because I want to know, yeah, if that's the case, what the hell are they doing between the time that they dump their body till the time, like they go through the proverbial pearly gates.
Yeah. It seems a little, like they would be stuck. Right, they would be stuck through no, unless they dictated it in their last will and testament. But like you know, through no volition of their own, they would be stuck by, you know, the physical conveniences of when their loved ones can get together.
You know, right? That's the part that threw me.
Yeah, it's just I've just never heard it before. So
it feels like it's crossing something that is very divine with something that's really human.
It's really mundane, right?
Mundane, right? Which is the human part. It's like, this is a mundane thing. Because I also think, like, what do you actually call a service? Is like, I could have a service of one. And if that's, you know, and if that's the case, Margaret still be here in the earthbound spirit, because think about her ass all the time, or home with my dog that you just told me to, you know, send a rebel to make her quit barking, and it worked, by the way.
Way to go, Homer.
Yeah, way to go, Brenda, to get to Homer, to get to me, to shut the little 7-pound dog up. But but it just seems so divine. You're right. It's like divinity versus mundane. And I can't wrap my brain around that.
I've just never seen it. I've never heard of it. I've never talked with a spirit that indicated anything like that. But again, you know, I don't talk to all the spirits. So,
and then there's that. Well, I mean, it's interesting because if you look at it, it's like other side versus earthbound, I guess, if you want to call it that. Yeah. And there's a lot of reasons that some spirits are still earthbound, right? They get, like you say, they get to choose it. They also, in some cases, even though they know they're no longer in a body, you know, Civil War sites. I know we've talked about that before. There's a lot of spirits that will do loops of things. You know, there's not one way. Like I said, the only one thing I feel I'm clear on is the life review. Outside of that, it doesn't seem to me that there is only one way. But not being able to cross over if there's not a memorial service sounds odd to me, especially coming from such a renowned, I think, psychic.
And it could be that this particular person works with a specific type of, you know, exit plan.
It could be.
If everything's energy, right, and that, you know, this is the type of client or spirit that I tend to work with, these kind of situations, I'm sure that person serves a different, you know, frequency. And that could be the experience that they've had over and over and are just sharing their wisdom. So that's why I reached out. I was like, have you heard this?
It's crazy because I think that part of her, and again, I can't remember her name, but part of the work that she used to support the police for investigations, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. And so I wonder if that is like, if that's the kind of spirits that you've dealt with. Is that a lower level type of route?
Well, just a different level is what I'd say.
A different level. So that's fair. That's better than how I said it. Yes.
So that could be right. So yeah, again, this is like it's a different clientele.
These are normally either people that.
Sorry to interrupt you, but it's just, I think if this is something that either their life was cut short or they, tried to take someone else's life or whatever, you can see how they wouldn't be so quick to want to jump into that life review.
Well, there's that. And also she was doing detective work. So let's just so this was the woman who, Medium, I think, was based on. And so if you think about the work that she did, maybe her communication was better before they crossed over because she was trying to solve something and maybe it was clear. I don't know. I mean, I could sit all day and try to ponder what this is. What I can say is I know just through my own experience that it's not the only way to go, that people go. So that I can say. Yeah. I know you can say the same. I mean, you know, you're the one who, when there's a massive, big exodus of souls, they, you know, their pit stop is, Brenda. And you are the pit stop. You are the Love's Country Store of the other side. Nice. They stop and they get a ham and Swiss and
to go
and a pack of smokes, and they make their own way, fill up their gas tank.
Nice.
But you know that from your my experience is teeny tiny compared to yours. And only been that people crossed over. I've never encountered anyone I've directly looked for, talked to, been a part of my life that had, had to wait for service.
I mean,
I thought services were human things.
Yeah, they are.
It's a very human thing. It's like,
and spirits often attend their funerals, right? They usually stand right next to the casket, really.
When we had moms at the Episcopal Church in Tulsa, I was all worked out. Like, I organized everything, which is not okay because I'm not good at that, but I did it. And we had Noel, our old preacher, our former preacher from the Episcopal Church of Miami. He did the service. Amazing. My mother loved him. But then I did the what to do afterwards, and I called it Margaret's afterlife party. And but I know she didn't wait because we waited weeks to have that. There's no way mom hung around twiddling her thumb playing jacks or solitaire, because that's what I imagine that would go on. She's like, oh, I'm so out of here, this has been bullshit the last few years, I'm out, right? So I think it's a bit of a mystery to us about all the different ways, and I would really love for those that have, our listeners that have experienced anything like this, have anything to add. I would love to hear it. Like, I am all ears to what other people have experienced, believe, anything like that, because it is, remember, I only believe one thing is common. The rest of it, I think there are other options, other paths.
Yeah, variations. Yeah. Yeah. So again, always, always good to explore, to consider, and find your own way. And then ultimately, one day we'll all figure it out for ourselves.
Isn't that right? No, as we're talking about this, how my head works. I'm like thinking, how do I want to do this? I need to plan it. I already have my bucket list for when I'm a spirit. Like, I better start planning my exit strategy.
Will it involve Pop-Tarts? Yeah.
It will absolutely involve Pop-Tarts. Nice. Yeah, it will. The fudge ones, specifically. And that will probably, what takes me out will be a fucking Pop-Tart, by the way, if you think about it. But those who read my book know the inside joke and all that. But I would love to hear from people. I am absolutely enthralled in this and would love to hear other perspectives. So please, everybody, if you got something, share it. If you think something or you've heard something or a story of some, just share it. I would love to know, and we'll share it with everybody else.
Okay. Then can't wait to hear. So keep us posted.
Yes.
Well, thank you, my elf. And thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, our school is hard.
Without the other side. Thanks, y'all. Thanks, my witchy poo.
Mwah. Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.